to the ISO.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It is 7:05 on July the 19th. What can I say? What's happened to this month, Bad Bob?
I don't know. It's zipping right on by. We've got
it's almost August.
Deadlines coming up on a bunch of stuff.
You've got a big deadline here for Dancing with the Stars. Don't you have a video that's due here soon?
Yes, next Thursday, all the cast members will get together and kind of commiserate and celebrate.
Commiserate is probably right. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we are chatting live and streaming on KCNR1460.com on your computer. Just jump in there and join the chat room. It's simple. You just go in there and it says listen, and you listen, and it says chat room, and you just have to put in a nickname. You don't have to fill anything out. Just put a nickname in there, and we'll roll from there. I see Sun Gold's in there.
No salesmen will call.
Yeah, we won't sell your call sign here, your chat room name, to anybody. So Linda's on assignment today. She's out on a reconnaissance, is what she is. She's out gathering information. So what's the weather today there, Bad Bob?
Well, look for about a carbon copy of yesterday, minus the rainfall we had last night. Today's high should be about 88 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Mostly clear tonight, low around 64. Sunny for your Wednesday, the high moving up to 95, and it's going to stay that way for the next several days. Carl, right now 63 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, music again up there this weekend. The last night it rained, and it was, you know, stormy and all this. This weather is such a it's such a change from the last three. I've only lived here for 4 years. But, you know, the other summers were a lot worse than this, Bad Bob. It seems like we had 110 by now, didn't we?
Is one of the mildest summers that we've had in a long, long time. Typically, our pattern for July is about 20 degrees higher, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, you go back into the East Coast, into the Midwest, and they've had 13 people die from the heat wave. And then plus they have floods going on in the Midwest. This whole weather thing is really weird. I'm sure it has something to do with climate change. That's being it's the climate's changing, and I'm not sure how it changes, but it's no longer global warming. It's climate change. All right. What are we going to do today? We're going to have people from the MDAN, Muscular Dystrophy Association. Yes, I'm being taken tomorrow at noontime, and I have to be bailed out of whatever little hell they put you in MDA. To raise money, and we'll talk more about that, how you can endure in this time. I was there with Dancing with the Stars. I was hitting you up for money, so I'm going to hit you up for some more. But I promise you, this is the last time I'm going to do this. I signed up for this many, 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 many weeks ago, and this will be the last time that I come to you for a donation, however small it might be. And, of course, then I may or may not be on the show Thursday if I'm still in the lockup, or Friday or Saturday, however perhaps my sister would send a check. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Besides the MDA, the people from the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and I'm not trying to poke fun at something very, very serious here, but then we have Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to be talking to him about a number of different subjects, about what's going on here in the county on our monthly update, but also something called irrevocable parole. What exactly is irrevocable parole? Well, we're going to find out when the sheriff comes on. This is Carl Linda Bott. 7:10 in the morning, July the 19th. We come back, we're going to be talking, are we really giving $5.9 million to the state? Well, what happens if the debt ceiling is reached and it's not raised? Who gets paid, who doesn't? We're going to talk about that. This is Free Fire Radio.
Save the date.
On Friday, July 22nd, come down to Wind River Casino and check out Redding's hottest new bar in town, Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Don't miss this grand opening celebration. The celebration starts at noon. Prize wheel, drawings, giveaways, appetizer specials, drink specials, and much more. Drawings start at 1 o'clock. Sports memorabilia, Colt 45 tickets, Shasta Raceway tickets, and the grand prize, San Francisco Giants tickets, plus the gas to get there. Come down for your chance to win. The Colt 45s will be here from 2 to 4 o'clock for a meet and greet and ticket giveaways. The grand opening celebration continues with live music on the stage at 9:30 featuring Clear Cut. For more information on Wind River's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge grand opening, log on to windriver.com or check updates out on Facebook. Better yet, on Friday, July 22nd at noon, head down to Wind River Casino and check out the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, three delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a five-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:14 in the morning, July the 19th. Linda's on reconnaissance now. She's not on assignment, she's on reconnaissance. She's out there in the hinterlands doing things. Question about it. No, we are not a Fox News part of a Fox News product or part of their, we are not any part of that. We do the Fox News and we're affiliate. And so when we're looking, when we started the station, we wanted to have a news at the top of the hour and the half hour. And, so we went with Fox as opposed to the AP or a couple others.
AP, or AP Reuters, is every, or ABC.
Yeah, they're everywhere. So,
they're all
yeah.
represented heavily.
And so, you know, we like Fox News and we believe that Fox News, yeah, you know, I mean, we're not talking about the Fox network. Okay. But the Fox News seems to give a pretty good shot of what's going on. And that's why it is. So we're an affiliate like that, just like we're an affiliate that plays Dennis Miller and Laura Ingraham and any of the other syndicated shows we have.
You had no idea until you got into this business just how Byzantine affiliate stuff is, did you?
Well, you know, this. Well, we had signed a contract. We're not going to mention with who. We had signed a contract with one group, and then, you know, it kind of got taken away because they didn't want to go against another person. And so it was, okay, you know, it's no big thing. We didn't realize, you know, really what was going on in that. But becoming an affiliate has been exciting. Yeah, you have to sign your life away. And then here's the funny thing is, you know, you play people's shows. And if you listen to our station, we play a lot. We play shows on weekends. A lot of our shows on weekends are our local programming. We're very, very, very proud of our local programming. And in fact, we're looking to start up a couple more shows here in the next few weeks. But here's the thing is that but you know, we fill out something called an affidavit that says we play their shows. And then when you start talking to them and you find out that, you know, they said, well, look, you know, make sure you do that. And I said, well, of course we do it because that's, you know, part of the contract. So we fill out affidavits every week that says we play these shows and, you know, commercials and all that. But it turns out, and the reason I asked, and I said, well, do people not do that? And the horror stories you hear that networks think that the show's been playing for like 2 years and they've been off the air for 2 years and nobody had ever checked on it. And they'd gone to something else. Now, I can understand that, though, because you've got a show that's just not working out. So you just, you know, you make a phone call and just say, hey, look, it's not working out, and you can cancel it. But if you don't make that phone call and then you just run another you know, show in there, nobody's going to know it. Somebody from New York is not going to come down here and check every one of our logs, though it has happened. But we're not concerned about that because we do that. We fill out the affidavits. We go by the way it should be. Okay. You remember our, got a lot of things to talk about here, so we'll go through it fast. You remember the California State University president that when they decided to raise all of the tuition for the second time in a year, and then it awarded the president of San Diego State a salary $100,000 higher. And so instead of making $300,000 a year, he's going to be making $400,000 a year. You remember my consternation? You remember my rant? You remember me saying, this is how far they have lost the bubble. They have lost touch with society. They have lost touch with the people that are paying their salaries. That they would actually give a $100,000 raise, at the same time raise tuition on people that are working three jobs to go to school. Well, now lawmakers are jumping into this. Well, hello. It's a draft. One of them has drafted a Senate bill which prevents CSU from giving administrators raises above 10% any year. The university increases tuition for students. One of them has asked the CSU trustees, asked them to rescind the $100,000 increase and say he plans to introduce his own bills in a matter next week. One would say CSU can't increase administrator's salary when there is a tuition increase, which is what the other one says. And this other person wants to reintroduce a bill he wrote last year that would prevent CSU from giving executive raises in any year state funding decreases. Well, so you can't give raises any year state funding decreases. And wouldn't that be a fun thing if we could do that across the board to all public employees? If we're losing money, there should be something that says, I'm sorry, you know, the city, the state, the county is losing money. We can't give a raise. That's just, you know, that just makes sense. We're losing money. I can't give you a raise. I'll hold what you got, but I'm not going to give you a raise. Does that make sense, Bad Bob?
I believe so. I imagine that the individual whose paycheck is being directly affected might have a different opinion.
Well, let me put it this way. For the last 2 years, Social Security and veterans' retirements have not been increased by a cost of living increase at all. And it's because of, they said, well, you know, it's tied to the interest rate, which hasn't gone up, okay? So the cost of living hasn't gone up over the last 2 years, which, of course, is not true. But they don't tie it into gas. Now, what about this? How about the state pension funds? Front page story in the Record Searchlight out of Sacramento. The two largest public pension funds posted their highest investment return since before the recession. So what's that mean? I'll tell you what it means, in my opinion. Then now they're saying, well, this just goes to prove that we don't need to have pension reform. We're making the money. That this should put an end to those doom and gloom scenarios where the state is going to continue to use taxpayer money to make up for these losses. Well, not so fast. Yes, they've come back up 20%, but it still hasn't made up for what it was before. And they're saying is that it's going to have to continue to do 20% for the next 4 years to make up for it. Well, the problem is what if you have another year? They've made 20%. What if next year they make 10%? Who makes up the difference? The taxpayers make up the difference. Yes, we do need pension reform. Yes, we need to find out is how much we're paying. We can't continue to keep pushing out so many dollars for this the you know, there's got to be a point where the money coming in from the state and public workers, like we have right here in Reading. Right here in Reading, they're paying their 9%. They're paying for more for health. They're changed how we're going to do business as far as retirements go. Great, great, great efforts on the part of our unions, the ones that have signed up on that, the police. Great job on the city council's part to approve this. Yeah, there's a raise put into that, and I know that offends one of the council members because we're still losing money, but it was a big thing, and now we can hire 3 more policemen. Tell me why the rest of the state can't do that. Tell me why the rest of the state can't stand up and say, hey, you know what? We're in trouble here. Let's just, you know what? We're going to pay more. We're going to bite the bullet for the next 2 years or 3 years. We're back on track. Got to take a break. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on a reconnaissance mission. It's 7:21 in the morning. It's July the 19th. We've got Muscular Dystrophy coming. We have Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to be talking about why are we giving $5.9 million to the state? And what happens if we reach the debt ceiling and we don't borrow more money? And my friends, that's exactly what it is. And we don't borrow more money. How much money do you want to borrow from the Chinese? This is Free Fire Radio.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
How often do you come here to Kent, Sue?
I'm here just about every day.
What is the one thing that you consistently get here when you come here?
Milk.
Milk.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Meat.
Meat.
About everything.
Everything. Ice cream. Ice cream. So what are you getting today?
Barbecue. I'm going to get a sandwich inside and be on our way.
Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning, July the 19th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Other people are saying, yeah, you know, other people getting paid in our by the public here in the prison systems, $500,000 a year, $600,000 a year. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. And it doesn't seem like the idiots down in Sacramento have just, if they haven't broken the code yet. Okay, now, it looks like we're getting ready to pay $5.9 million to the redevelopment agency. And the reason we're doing that is because when Brown signed this thing, taking the money away, he said if you put up money up front, then you can, you know, have access to the funds. And the city council, which doubles as the agency board, by the way, voted unanimously Monday to approve a one-time payment to the state in concept. And they may vote formally as soon as August 2nd. And as Bassetti says, this is like taking medicine you don't like. And the vote allows the city to resume work on buying the Dana Drive Costco store for a new police station. As you know, that's been a priority for the city council. And you know what? It needs to be. Our police station is literally falling apart. We've got, water fountains catching on fire. We have ceilings collapsing. There's no place to do the questioning of people they bring in there. They use those rooms, interrogation rooms, for a place to put the canine stuff. It's ridiculous. You know, our city of this size, and you have a police station that Andy and Barney would have operated out of, except maybe, you know, it would have been not good enough for them either.
Otis letting himself into the cell.
Yeah. You know what? If we had Otis letting himself in and out of the cell, we might as well have that under our new programs out there. Otis just checks in, comes in, gets a meal, hot sleep, you know, a shower, and then he leaves the next day. You know what? We could do that. We don't even need to check people in. Hey, you got public drunkenness? Just come on over to this open up the third level of the jail. Yeah, just check yourself in. Then leave the next day. Give them give them a snack. Give them some Cheerios and turn them loose. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, all you fat little baby boomers out there. It says here that it's not enough just to diet. We need to go out there and exercise. And you know what? And they're absolutely right. You know, you talk to Dr. Khan, who's been on here, our heart specialist that's been on the program several times. He said the one thing you can do, that will prolong your life is exercise 30 minutes a day. If you do nothing else but walk 30 minutes a day minimum, your life is going to be prolonged. If you don't do that, and you continue your cheap, slovenly ways, as we baby boomers have done, we're all going to die earlier than we should. All those little snacks we stuff in our mouth, you know, the high salt, high carb stuff, it's not working. You got to get off. Got to get off our butts and get moving, because right now, and we're not going to have to worry about cancer, because heart disease and obesity and diabetes will kill us off first.
Aren't you just a ray? Of sunshine today,
aren't I? Look at this. Okay, let's talk about some good things. Let's talk about Paisano Days is coming. I could get into the debt, and I will later. I could talk about what Steve Wynn, the CEO of Wynn Enterprises, all the big gambling places.
He went on the casino dude,
really rich dude, really a businessman. He went online on a conference call and just ripped Obama and the administration. Says they have no idea what business is about, but we'll get into that later. Hey, let's talk about Paisano Days and the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. Paisano Days, August 5th and 6th. That's coming up on us quick. Spaghetti dinner from 5:30 to 8:30. The Blue-White Band, the Bokey Ball Tournament. And Mike Quinn, KLXR, is going to be throwing out the first Bokey Ball, which doesn't surprise me because he seems like a Bokey Ball kind of guy, if you get to know him. Then you have the finals on Saturday. They have Friday and Saturday. Spaghetti dinner, it's going to be great. The admission is very reasonable, $8 for adults, $4 for children. You get music, got all types of stuff there. It's going to be great. And then, of course, the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative, Saturday, August 6th at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. And we'll talk more about that as we go along. This is Carl Lindabot. We've been talking this morning about us little baby boomers needing to get off our butts and get more exercise, but also $5.9 million we're paying to the state so we can have a redevelopment fund. And when we come back, we're going to be talking MDA, I believe, and then we're going to be talking, too, about what about the debt ceiling if we don't do something about it. Carl Lindabot, this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bulls are reclaiming Wall Street after better-than-expected news on the housing market and positive earnings results. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 120 points. There's a bit of good news for the housing sector. Housing starts jumped more than expected in June to an annual pace of 629,000, their highest level since January. Building permits, a sign of future construction, hit their highest level since December. Earnings from some Dow components are also giving stocks a boost. Bank of America reported a loss of 90 cents per share in the second quarter, but that fell in line with Wall Street expectations. Most of the loss was the result of mortgage-related expenses. Excluding items, the bank posted a profit of 33 cents per share. Another Dow member reporting this morning, Coca-Cola. The beverage giant posted a profit of $1.17 per share, just beating estimates. Results were helped by growth in emerging markets. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Botlin is out on a reconnaissance this morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, July the 19th. 7:35 in the morning. Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Well, look for more of the stuff we had yesterday. Today's high should be around 85 degrees. Look for about 64 tonight. Tomorrow warming up a little bit, up into the 90s. And right now, downtown Reading, we're looking at just about 65 degrees. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, they're offering a new lunch menu on Thursdays. I'm sorry, they're offering dinner on Thursdays evenings and Sunday evenings. And they have a new chef, Mr. Wilcox, that he is not taking John's to Deli's place by any means. He's another one to assist there, but he does Thursday and Sunday nights, and he's bringing in new ideas and new recipes. So you got to give it a try out there. So they try their Thursday evening and Sunday evening dinners. And, of course, the regular meals and lunches Tuesday through Sunday and great brunches. And, of course, the music series that's out there. But if you need more information, you need to call 474-5546. Okay, now on the line we have Arlene Wetzford she's the director of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Arlene, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm good.
So something's happening in the town of Reading tomorrow. What exactly is that?
There is. Tomorrow is our annual Muscular Dystrophy Association lockup, and it's actually going to be happening over at Logan's Roadhouse. From 10 until about 2 is our last group. And what is happening is Reading good-hearted community individuals have agreed to come down to Logan's tomorrow and spend 1 hour of their time raising what we call bail money to try to give our security-type jail over at Logan's and get out of jail and raise some money for our local families there in Shasta County.
Okay, now, how do people, and now seeing that I'm going to be one of these people that's taken tomorrow, arrested.
Fantastic.
And put into jail, how do people bail me out?
So, we've had our jailbirds working on raising bail now for a couple of weeks. A lot of people have already gotten started, but for individuals who haven't gotten started, they can actually, any of your listeners, if they are interested in bailing you out, they can actually just give you a call or send you an email and let you know how much they want to donate. And they can either just give you their mailing information and you can bring down the amount and the mailing information and we can send them a bill and they can pay later. Or if, you know, somebody knows somebody who's going to jail, they can donate cash checks to them today.
Okay, so I'm going to be picked up tomorrow around noontime and then head down to Logan's. So I'll be putting out emails, and people that want to bail me out of jail, and anything from 50 cents up will be appreciated. Bad Bob said he's got a dollar here he's going to help me with.
How much for him to keep you there?
Well, see, if we're going to have to keep you, then I think it's got to be a set minimum of at least $50 if we're going to be keeping you all day.
Okay, to keep me all day.
If we're going to be keeping you for a while.
Yeah, probably my wife will come in with $1,000 then right there just to keep me there. Linda is out there. She's out there. She's out there raising money to keep me in jail. This is not fair.
I think if we're going to be keeping you,
As I told my friends and listeners and our audience out there, is that I've been raising a lot of money lately, and this is the last time I'm going to come to them and ask for money for something specific like this, you know. But the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the MDA, mm-hmm. is a great organization. Tell us a little bit about it.
So we have we've been around now for over 50 years. Most people know us from the Labor Day telethon. And what Muscular Dystrophy Association is we're an umbrella organization for 40 different neuromuscular diseases. Most people are familiar with us from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. That's one of the diseases we cover. But some other common diseases that people are aware of us from are Duchenne muscular dystrophy, spinal muscular atrophy. And in Shasta County alone, we have over 50 families there that we serve. And some of the things that we do for our families is, obviously, we're looking for a cure for all these different diseases, and so we're doing a lot of research. But we also have a clinic that our families can go and be seen at. We do family get-togethers. Some of our families have you know, durable medical equipment such as leg braces or wheelchairs, and we'll help with providing that stuff, and well, the money that's raised helps go to repairs on that. So there's a bunch of different diseases that we cover and different services that we couldn't provide without individuals like you and your listeners who help us out.
Okay. I tell you what, hang on just for a second. I think we got to take a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
7:40 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Bank Shop Swipe and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only place that you can get these Web Back Supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's out on a reconnaissance mission today, 7:44 in the morning. Our guest is Arlene Wedsted. Let me do it again. Arlene Wedsted. Did I pronounce
there
that?
You go.
Was I close?
You did. That was good.
Okay, now the money raised this time for MDA here in town, is that going to stay in town? Is that what you said?
It does. All the money that's raised from any of our events we ever do within the community goes to stay within helping the families that are in the local communities.
And how many families does this affect?
We in Chester County, we have over 50 families that we help serve.
Okay. All right. So then, so tomorrow is, and how many people have you gotten to agree to be kidnapped and then, or arrested, I should say, and then have to be bailed out of jail?
Well, last year we had over 130 people come down to the event, and we are looking at the same amount that we'll probably have around 150 people tomorrow arrested. So a lot of good-hearted people in Reading, for sure.
Yep, there are, and you want to help. So the way you do it, my friends, is just send me an email address or send me an email or give us a phone call or stop by. And you can drop off something or just send us an email address to carl@kcnr1460.com. And just say, hey, look, I'm going to donate $10. And that's, you know, 10, 50, 100, 2,000, 843,000, something. And they will, I will then forward this on or print them out and then give it to the MDA people who will then send you a letter. Is that right?
That's perfect. And, okay. You know, if people want to give up one coffee one day or one lunch one day and donate that, that's fantastic. We're very appreciative of everything.
Of everything. So it could be a $5. It could be like a, you know, something you spend on your way to work for a cup of coffee that you know, will be less than memorable in 2 hours. Okay, Arlene, I'll see you tomorrow. I guess somebody comes down and just takes me then at noontime.
We will come in. We will come and get you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for what you do. And for
thank you.
Have anything else you want to point out to anybody? Point out to everybody?
Again, it's going to be a fun event. So if you know somebody going down, definitely help them out. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. You know,
and
what?
May I say thank you for participating in for the cause.
You know, I've been in a couple of fundraisers here lately. And, well, you know, we really like helping out organizations and everything where we can, you know, we can give you airtime. We donate. We do all that. But being the object of it where, you know, I'm Dancing with the Stars, you're there as somebody that's raising money, I'll raise money, that type of thing, and then the MDA, and then it's raising it like in our name. I don't do as well, I think, in that one as I do with, you know, if somebody has something, then we just get behind it and support it. But in this one, if you've got anything you want to help out, it's more than welcome. It's for a great cause, a muscular dystrophy, you know, association, and it helps the families right here in Shasta County. Okay, moving on. How far should I get into this one? Okay. Let's talk about the debt. Let's talk about the raising of the debt limit. There is all types of consternation about this. You know, you've got a Republican Congress that's saying, hey, we'll let you raise the debt ceiling if you want, but we want so much in cuts. But here's the other thing. We want you to sign a balanced budget amendment part. And Obama has said, I will veto that in a Chicago second. He says it would hurt education, it would hurt Social Security, blah, blah, blah. My question is this, my friend. Why is the Obama administration against a balanced budget? Isn't the ideal of what we want for spending money, a balanced budget, that we spend what comes in, that we don't overspend, that we don't borrow? You know, that 40 cents of every dollar we spend is borrowed money. And now we want to borrow more money? 40 cents of every dollar we spend is borrowed. How can we continue to do that? How can we continue to just keep borrowing and spending? Borrowing and spending. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are being fought on borrowed money. I'm not sure that that's a good idea on how to fight a war. We borrow the money to fight a war, and then we just keep borrowing. And then the thing that this is where Republicans, and I don't understand, I was talking this over with a friend, and the question is, Obama says, well, I can't guarantee Social Security checks are going to be sent. I can't guarantee veterans are going to be paid. Well, President Obama, I mean, this type of thing is, you know, this is, you have a priority of where money's going. First of all, Social Security is in a different fund. But here's the thing is, this is kind of like, you know, your checkbook at home. I think you have the option about what you're going to pay. So you shut down some things. Okay, it'd be a horrible thing. National parks shut down for a week. People may have to shut down parts of the government. Parts of the government, not all of the government, but parts of the government. They've done it before for 3 or 4 days. Maybe they take furloughs twice a month like our people are doing. How much money would that save? How about going back there and finding out all these, you know, these bureaucracies that have had that are spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're still trying to figure out why are they even there? Maybe we need this. Maybe we need somebody to take a good, close look at our government and what we spend and say, hey, my God, we survived without this organization. What have they been doing the last 23 years? Jay, you're on line one. What do you think?
You stole my thunder a little bit. I was going to say, why is he opposed to, why is a shopaholic opposed to a budget? I mean, you know, they can't help themselves. And just like you were saying, there's all these bureaucracies. Didn't they just start a new one in the middle of all this?
They just started one to, quote, protect the consumer. You want to protect the consumer, Obama? Stop spending so much money. Balance the budget. No, we're not going to be able to balance the budget in 1 year. No, nobody's a fool. Everybody knows that. It's going to take years. But if you have that and you keep cutting back and you watch what you're doing, how you're spending it, and get out of adventures that we seem to take throughout the world, then we're going to be able to gather that money back in and live on a balanced budget. California, who's just full of crazy people down in the legislature, you know, the citizens of California said balanced budget.
Yeah, I mean, it's like sitting down at the kitchen table to figure out the budget and show off your Gucci shoes. I mean, come on, man. Really?
Can you pay for what you've got? And if you can't pay for what you're doing, then you don't do it. What's
now,
so hard about
only,
that?
There is only one issue that I can think of when it comes to that amendment. I mean, on face it looks good. But what if there is a major war and you know, we do need to? I know it's being abused, and I agree with you. But I think there needs to be some kind of amendment to the amendment that in case of a Congress-approved situation or something like
Similar. Okay. You know, you could put something in case of a national emergency, but this is something else that Congress has to declare war on, not just the president to go into Libya and
right.
spend $1.5 million a day.
Right.
Make it something. Come on, guys, we're going to get into war, then damn it, let's get into a war.
I'm declaring an emergency because it's Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, if we're gonna fight a war, then get Congress into it, have them declare it, and let's get it on. Let's not do this. Oh, we're just going to send some troops over. Then 10 years later, thousands of young men and women killed, and older men and women. We're still in there. You know, we can do that as part of it. Going to fight a war, let's fight it. If you're going to fight a war, let's take care of those veterans that come home, none of which these administrations have been able to do.
Very good. Have a great day, Carl.
Thank you, Jay. We're going to take a break here, since I'm way over time. It's Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on reconnaissance. I'm on a rant. 7:53 in the morning, July the 19th. We'll find something to talk about when we get back here.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel-and-eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And, of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Jasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460. Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Devon. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we're streaming at KCNR1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place. Joe and Shelley love this community. They do so many things for this community, for the veterans. They have a veterans discount, by the way, down there at Tobacco and Brew. And Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Now, when it starts getting hotter, they also have these great icy drinks and great slushy drinks and great cold coffees, iced mochas and all that. So you want to go down there. You want to go into Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. And then, of course, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And everybody down there is friendly. All the people working there are friendly and knowledgeable. And that is Tobacco and Brew. That's why we go there. And like I said, they support our community in so many ways. Been in business for over 35 years. Okay. Now, ordinarily I don't read things I see on the email or the internet until you check them out. But my Cracker Jack news staff said this is true, that the Wynn CEO, you know, Wynn Casinos, Wynn Resorts, and Steve Wynn. Now, Steve Wynn is an entrepreneur, started out as a dealer, I think, at one of the casinos, and now owns three or four big casinos. And he started talking about what was going on. He said how he believed in Las Vegas that the best days are ahead of it, but he's afraid to do anything in the current political environment in the United States. You watch television, you see what's going on in his debt ceiling issues and what he considers to be a total lack of leadership from the president. You know, and that's one thing. Okay, I'm back with me now, right now. And the thing about this is why are we waiting until the last minute? Why wasn't this starting to be addressed like 2, 3, 4 months ago, this debt ceiling? I mean, we knew it was happening. Why didn't the president weigh in on it then? Here we are, July the 19th, in 2 weeks. The president says we're going to default and everything's going to come down. The whole economy, the world's going to crash. And where was he 3 months ago? Where was he 4 months ago? Where was he saying, oh, hey, let's start working on this now. Instead, now we're getting into my way or the highway. You put something in here, I'll veto it, you know, blah, 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 blah. So that's where we are there. Anyway, Wynn goes on talking about they need to change the tempo of the country. And he says a president, he fears a president that seems and keeps using the word redistribution. Now, he goes on about that. And he does, you know, he says, I'm a Democratic businessman. I support Harry Reid. I support Democrats and Republicans. And the business community is a company that's frightened to death of the weird political philosophy of the president. Okay.
Sounds like a savvy cat.
Well, you know, he didn't get there just by accident. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, is in the studio, and we'll be joining him right after the 8 o'clock news break. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
This is a matter of huge and sincere regret. Mine, my father's, and the company's.
James Murdoch and his father, Rupert, the News Corp's CEO, facing tough questions in British Parliament over the phone hacking and bribery scandal that shut down a newspaper. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in London.
Dave, Rupert Murdoch says he's not responsible for the hacking scandal and doesn't know who lied to him. He said he shut the News of the World because he was ashamed about what had come out in the paper. Murdoch says he hasn't commissioned an investigation into claims that 9/11 victims had their phones hacked because there's currently no reason to.
We have seen no evidence of that at all, and as far as we know, the FBI haven't either. If they do, we will treat it exactly the same way as we treat it here, and I cannot believe it happened from anyone in America.
News Corporation is parent of Fox News, Dave.
Emily, it could pass the House and go nowhere at the Senate. A Republican plan to raise the debt limit with a lot of conditions. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
This is the deal House Speaker John Boehner says the president has been waiting for. He gets a $2.4 trillion debt limit increase.
What we get are real cuts in spending. And real reforms that'll make sure that this problem never, ever happens again.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen argues tying the debt limit increase to a constitutional amendment forcing a balanced budget is irresponsible.
The Republicans are playing a very dangerous game with the American economy.
Today's House vote is largely symbolic, guaranteed a defeat in the Senate, Dave.
Jared, the Dow's rallying. It's up 123 points. And then the housing market, a 15% rebound in new home building last month after a bad spring. The Midwest is baking again today.
Our main message is, use water wisely. Don't waste it.
Officials in Tulsa trying to avoid water restrictions. It's already 90 there. It'll feel like 120 or more in other areas. Excessive heat warnings are up in 12 states. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Florida's 17-year-old could be in court later today facing charges he murdered his parents, then went on Facebook, sent out invites, and had a house party Saturday night.
School kids in Port St. Lucie, Florida, are in disbelief.
He just seemed like totally normal. I didn't think anything was wrong with him or anything.
She goes to school with 17-year-old Tyler Hadley, who police are charging with two counts of first-degree murder, saying he bludgeoned Father Blake and Mother Mary Jo because they wouldn't let him hold a house party.
And after the party, there was rumor that perhaps that Tyler may have killed his parents.
Meanwhile, neighbors are left in shock.
I can't believe people are that awful that would do that to their parents.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
In Medford, Oregon, police will go through a burned-down house looking for evidence. The day after a fire left a woman and her four young children dead. The kid's father was rescued from the home, but is a suspect. Police believe he stabbed the five, then set the house ablaze. There are more NFL talks today. Lawyers for retired players are involved in the meetings as the league moves closer to resolving a lot of labor issues.
The big one.
The revenue. It's how they're going to divide that estimated $9.3 billion in revenue each year.
Sports attorney Robert Romano expects team owners to ratify a new deal this Thursday in Atlanta. The players union would also have to recertify. And then
we should have football by the end of the week.
Hopefully. In time for training camp, the regular season scheduled to open September 8th with the Saints at Green Bay. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
For the 37th and final time, a space shuttle has left the International Space Station.
Thank you and farewell to the magnificent machines that delivered, assembled, and staffed our world-class laboratory in space.
Atlantis undocked overnight and will return home early Thursday morning, grounding the space shuttle program for good. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, July the 19th. Linda's out on a reconnaissance of the area in her car. Bad Bob has the news. I'm sorry, he has the weather.
Actually, it's starting to warm up, 75 degrees outside right now, and mostly sunny. The high should hit around 88 under kind of a carbon copy of yesterday. It's starting to warm up, though. Tonight's low, 64. And then sunny for your Wednesday, the high pushing up into the mid-90s. And as we said, about 75 downtown. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Make reservations up there. It's 474-5546. If you want to have dinner up there and listen to the music, they have great, great music. And, of course, just the ambiance and the food. Eat out on the deck, my friends. It's cooler up there, and you can watch the sunset, watch it across the fields up there. It's just beautiful. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Okay. Our guest in our regular monthly update, which we really enjoy, is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great for a terrific Tuesday.
Tuesdays are good. We've gone through Monday.
Yeah.
And kind of like caught up with everything that just happened over the weekend, even though you're here sometimes over the weekends. And, you know, we've got a lot of questions here. We've got, I know there's a number of things you want to talk about. Let's talk about, you started off on things that are happening with the Second Amendment.
Oh, yes. Last night I attended the Reading Tea Party meeting, and the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, Sam Paradis, I always have a hard time pronouncing that, he was there and gave an update on a lot of the gun bills. I'm familiar with them and have met Sam a number of times, and so it's a little bit depressing because some of them will pass. One of them is a registration of long guns, which will be a dual registration, making it now, when you buy a gun, it's registered federally, but now the state will do it. And they really don't do anything with these registrations other than have the list. And then also, it'll end up creating a much more of a government bureaucracy again, because the Department of Justice will need more computers and more staff to process all these forms.
That's the California state.
The California state. It's basically redundant to the federal one.
And do they have access to the federal one?
Absolutely.
So why are they doing this? Is this just a harassment thing to make them feel good?
I think it's another feel-good bill and build a database so they know who the gun owners are. They also have another bill. Kind of the numbers end up blending into me, but it's a remake of AB 962, which is the ammunition bill. So now, in addition to handgun ammunition, rifle ammunition, you'll need to, you can't buy more than 50 rounds of it at a time. You'll have to leave your thumbprint.
Wait a minute. You can't buy more than 50 rounds at a time?
Correct.
Is there an unless on this?
Unfortunately, no.
So if I come in and they have a sale on ammunition,
you get to buy 50 rounds.
Is that each time?
Yeah.
I mean, are you limited to how many times per day?
Don't know on that one.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's in the minutiae.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that part. I thought if it was over 50 rounds that you had to get them from a dealer or something like that.
But now you have to leave your thumbprint. They did that back in the 1960s. Didn't do anything. Didn't solve any crimes.
Well, I'm sure that the criminals are going to be leaving thumbprints.
Oh, exactly. Restrict internet sales. No more internet sales for ammunition. And so it's another chip away at the rock for our individual rights.
You can still go out of state and buy, though.
You can still go out of state, go to Reno, buy them.
Yeah.
But then you have to make a four-hour trip. And that's everything from .22 ammunition all the way up to big bore rifle. And including pistols.
How many 458 Winchester rounds or 4570 do you think are used in gang fights?
Probably none.
That's right. Probably none. Probably zero. And yet now we've got a rich. And now here's my favorite thing then, Tom, is that I go down to my favorite ammo store. I buy my favorite box of 22 ammunition because they shoot my 22. And then I give my thumbprint. Then I go next door and buy a pound of federally banned marijuana. And I don't have to leave a thumbprint. I just have to have a wadded up piece of paper with my name on it.
You don't even have to have a wadded up piece of paper. It could be a verbal recommendation from a doctor.
No. Tell me that's not true.
That's true.
How can you get a verbal? I mean, I just have to come in and say that Dr. Smith said I need this,
yep.
And that's good enough?
Basically, yep. That's the law.
Don't you need like a piece of paper? You don't even need a piece of paper.
Yeah. It falls under the world.
It's worse than I thought.
It falls under you can't make this stuff up and world gone mad. But back on the other gun bills, they just keep coming fast and furious on there. There's the BB gun bill, which they wanted to make all BB guns and toy guns bright colors. And there was a couple of incidents down in L.A. where some children pointed a BB gun at some police officers, and they reacted thinking they were threatened, and it was a tragedy where two of them lost their lives. But the author of the bill, DeLeon, wants to have all airsoft guns and BB guns painted bright colors. He excluded paintball guns because another legislator was heavily supported by the paintball industry. But
De Leon, his name appears in everything, every bit of legislation that takes the rights away from the citizens of California. De Leon's name is there,
mm-hmm.
And if it's a Second Amendment, it's there.
Yeah, he's an anti-gunner.
He's also the one that introduced a bill about changing history in our books.
That was Leno.
Leno
out of San Francisco. He's another one, though.
Yeah, Leno or De Leon. I mean, if anytime you see something that's going to take a right away from you, there they are.
De Leon also, he introduced and authored AB 962, which was the original ammo bill that was overturned in court for being constitutionally vague.
Right, so he's rewritten it so it's not so constitutionally vague. So now he'll, the thing is, it costs money to do this. It takes money, and we're up in our butts in things. So what are we doing? Let's just keep hacking away because it's not going to gain money for the state.
No. Why don't we try and solve something like the budget?
You got to take a break. I was trying to come up with this. It's lighter, brighter day.
Yeah, I got you all wound up.
Well,
now.
This thing about the part about you don't need a written recommendation to get get your medicinal fix. Yeah, we got to take a break here, Carl and the Bot. 8:13 in the morning. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to come back, and have you ever heard of irrevocable parole? Well, you are going to hear about it now. Join us after these messages.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is out on a recon today. 8:15 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. That's Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea. Top designer lines there. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. He is our choice for our eyes. Linda and I have been to Dr. Leo. We trust Dr. Leo. His staff is professional. They know what they're doing. And if you've got any type of eye questions, you call Dr. Joseph Leo at 223-2325. Go down and see him. They've got glasses for the whole family. And no insurance, that's no problem. You talk to Dr. Joseph Lea and his staff, and they're going to make sure your eyes are taken care of. That's it. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Our guest, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosanko. Okay. What is irrevocable parole? And can I get one of those?
Well, hopefully I don't. I hope that you don't get one of those, because it means that you had to go to prison. And then when you got out, you were placed on irrevocable parole. And basically what it is a status of a parolee whose parole is not revocable, but he still has terms and conditions of parole. So, like, one of the terms is obey all laws. He didn't work in the first place because he ended up in prison, but obey all laws when you get out. And so let's say he goes out and does a DUI. Or he or she is in possession of methamphetamine. Under parole, regular parole, their parole would be revoked, and they could be returned to prison for up to 1 year, usually about 6 months. Irrevocable parole is they will not be revoked, and then they'd have to have new criminal charges for the crime that they committed brought against them.
Okay, now, here's where the confusion is, I think. It used to be is if they saw them and they had possession of something you weren't supposed to, or DUI or whatever it is, you could just, without putting a formal charge against them, you can just revoke their, and send them back.
Well, yes, paroles could. What we could do is we could hook them up, arrest them, and have what we call a 3056. It's 3056, the penal code, which is a parole hold. And then paroles could choose to take parole actions against the parolee.
Okay.
Now, that won't happen. Not all parolees will be irrevocable. They're usually the minor offenders, low-level offenders. But it's a way of them kind of unloading parole responsibility, supervision responsibility of parolees, and that's part of the realignment, AB 109, which transfers more prisoner responsibility and parole responsibilities to the counties.
Well, that's because you guys don't have enough to do.
Yeah,
I mean, you're sitting around with too many people. You've got sheriffs riding up and down the road have to take numbers. There's so many of you out there to make sure that patrolling. So now, if somebody does something wrong, and you pick them up, what happens?
If they're on parole,
right?
If they're irrevocable parole, it has to be they need to be picked up for a crime. Because you just can't violate them for the terms of parole. They're still subject to a warrantless search for they waive their Fourth Amendment rights to be on parole, so we can still go and do a parole search of them. That was a very hotly debated issue in the Capitol. Law enforcement was, of course, pushing for it because we have to go out and do parole checks, and it's very important for
to have search clauses to where these people usually get reinvolved in criminality and are out doing stuff again. So those search clauses are very valuable for us.
So I mean, there's actually people down in Sacramento saying that, no, no, we don't want you to have these search clauses, that you just have to kind of go in and say, have you been good? Have you been good?
I know it comes as a news flash, but sometimes people in the state capital and our nation's capital are sometimes a little liberal.
I just not gonna.
I'm just
sitting here. I mean, it started when you said.
I rarely see you speech.
You're short for words,
you
know, there.
Yeah, I am just totally.
You know, another thing on October 1st.
Just throw something else on top of me right now, Tom. Crush my chest.
On October 1st, that's when the prisoner realignment.
Oh, here we go.
Takes place.
You just love piling on.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, you know what? I've just been double tapped, and now he's going for the head.
This is a terrific Tuesday here, but. October 1 is when the prisoner realignment starts, and so then if a person getting out of prison is a low-level offender, and there's a whole long list of violations for that, then their parole would be the responsibility of the county, and we're working and making plans for that. I had a meeting yesterday, a couple-hour meeting for that. And then also, if a person is sentenced to, instead of being sentenced to state prison for a low-level offense, then they'll be sentenced to a year, two, three, or more to county jail. And so then they'd be doing their time here in county jail. There's only a small problem with that.
No room.
No room at the inn.
So you got to take the lesser of them and turn them loose?
Well, we don't know yet. We're trying to figure out plans. The state is providing some funding, but we know that even here in Shasta County, it's not going to be enough. It's like... $3 million, but to open up a floor of the jail and just run the floor of the jail is about $2 million every year. And then that $3 million goes towards programs, whether it be some education so they can get a GED, substance abuse programs, because most of them have substance abuse issues, whether it be alcohol or drugs, mental health issues. All of those things are expensive. Some of them might be housing issues. They're going to be on the welfare rolls, I'm sure, which is more of a burden on society and the taxpayer as well. So a whole lot of issues that will be impacting counties from south to north, us included.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here so I have time to go into the head and throw up. It's 8:22 in the morning. Our guest is Sheriff Thomas. Yeah, play me some music.
You almost had coffee all over.
Yeah, I know. Okay. This is Free Fire Radio. We've got Sheriff Tom Besinkel here, and he's just full of good news today. All right, we're going to come back and talk about the more positive aspects of what's going on around here.
What a wonderful world.
Hello, website Lost and Found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes. I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Now the legal person.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl in the bot, Linda's on recon. It's 8:25 in the morning, July the 19th, and we were talking, and our guest is, of course, is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking about people coming up here and buying large, copious amounts of ammunition. But before we get to that, let's get to John. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
John, I am sad.
I can understand that.
The sheriff has made me sad, but that's okay. I'll be
it's
okay
with an particularly smiling time.
After I listen to you, I'm sure I'll be happier.
We'll see about that.
Okay.
Good morning, Bad Bob. How are you doing over there?
I am well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Glad to hear that. Okay, and Linda's not there.
She's on reconnaissance.
On a recon mission.
There you go.
Okay, you keep her out of those tunnels, okay?
That's right. She'll be calling in fire later on.
Okay. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How's things going?
Well, as you have been listening, they are very challenging times. Probably if it doesn't kill us, it'll make us stronger.
Well, you know, I don't want to look at this thing like Chicken Little in the sky is falling. But it seems to me that there is some degree of the sky is falling. When I look at the Shasta mugshots and see the rotating door situation with the locals that we have going through mm-hmm. the facility right now, I mean, day after day after
right.
day, the same faces, the same charges, the same events, and I know you can't hold them because there's no place to hold them. That being said, now we step into this new couple of hundred that are going to be coming into the county on this parole business.
Somewhere between 500 and 700.
You're supposed to deal with that.
In the county. And those are people that we've sent to prison. We, the justice system, get prosecuted here, and they'll be coming back to us.
Well, Tom, it's hard to even formulate a question here. But
you're speechless like Carl was here a minute ago.
Without a dedicated floor to long-term incarceration for the county, I'm talking about long-term is anything over 6 months as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Actually, right now, long-term is anything over a week.
Right.
But
go ahead.
I know that the state has dedicated some funds, but not sufficient to keep that extra floor open, and even that extra floor wouldn't house the necessary long-term commitments
That's
for
correct.
Parole violators.
That floor holds about 120 people.
So where do we go here? I mean, it apparently is an insoluble situation.
Not completely. Well, number one, we know that we need a new jail, but we have to have the funds to operate it because that's the expensive part. The other part is we know that not everybody needs to be locked up and thrown away. There are low-level offenders that can do minimum security time, medium security time, home electronic monitoring, and other alternatives to custody. We have to develop those, and we have to have the funding and the staff to operate them, but those are other alternatives, and that's what we're also exploring with home electronic monitoring. We, unfortunately, due to budget, we had to close Crystal Creek Men's Camp back in the 1990s. We had to close our detention annex, which was medium security facility in the 1990s and 2000s. And also recently we had to close our work release program the way it ran. And that had like up to 1,000 people at one point on it where they report to work release, go out and do community service, or work in a garden there, and we donate the food to needy groups, and then go home, and that's an alternative to custody. We have to get those redeveloped and up and running so we just don't have people in there and then release them. There has to be offender accountability.
Well, you know, recognizing that you are not the responsible party for the event that's taking place here, you're more the custodian of what has happened rather than having to do anything about the origination of it, so don't think I'm criticizing you in any way. But unfortunately, what I see here is that the taxpaying citizens of this county are going to suffer as a result of this thing, and I mean suffer. This is not going to turn out to be a good thing, this releasing
of prisoners. We've got about 30 seconds.
I'll wind it up real fast. I also recognize the state didn't want to release these 35,000.
Actually, they basically had to due to the Supreme Court decision, and it is a huge impact. It could impact public safety countywide.
Okay, once again, we got a break for the news, John.
Bye.
Bye. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He says he's humbled, but Rupert Murdoch says he's not responsible for the phone hacking and bribery scandal that shut down one of his newspapers.
You're not responsible. Who is responsible?
The people that I trusted to run it, and then maybe the people they trusted.
Also testifying before British Parliament, the News Corp CEO's son, James Murdoch.
These actions do not live up to the standards that our company aspires to everywhere around the world.
Rupert Murdoch also told lawmakers there's no evidence of any hacking in the U.S. News Corp is the parent of Fox News. House Republicans could pass their plan today to raise the debt limit with spending cut and balanced budget strings attached. Democrats like John Larson object.
We should have a clean debt ceiling vote.
House Speaker John Boehner fires back. Democrats don't have an alternative.
He talks about getting serious about cutting spending. We still have not seen the president's plan.
The House plan is expected to die in the Senate. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
So, Ray, when's Second Tuesday Club next month?
Duh, it's the second Tuesday.
Oh, my bad. I meant where?
August 9th at the Nello's Place on Bocelli Lane.
Nello's Place. I love their salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, and their salmon is wonderful.
Hey, won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 9th for great food, good company, as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Yeah, it's all about the animals.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
The walk of life.
Not the perp walk, but the walk of life. Carl Linda Bott, welcome back. Linda's on a recon today. I'm expecting a call in pretty soon for calling in fire on somebody. 8:35 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, one of our favorite places to go to. And Tom's shaking his head up and down here.
Yeah.
And it's, or not,
I don't have
nodding.
Much hair to cut, so.
Well, they have a hunting fee, they tell me, you know, so that to find the hair. Anyway, they give discounts to veterans. They're on off of Cypress Square Barbershop is right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, and like I said, discounts for veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. It's like stepping back into time. In the fact that you have good conversation, it's everybody's welcome there. It's just a good place to visit, and they give great haircuts. Cypress Square Barbershop. What are you getting ready to say, Bad Bob?
Oh, you know, the point comes in your life when you go get your hair cut.
Yeah. They give good haircuts even if you're follically challenged.
There you go. Okay, so far you've rendered me speechless. You've made John, who is one of our more erudite observers who calls in, mm-hmm. and he sat there going, blah, 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 blah.
He made some very good points, we're trying to get those addressed, but it's a matter of funding. And then the scary part is that this funding that the state has for the counties, even though it's not going to be enough, there's no guarantees that it's going to continue. It could stop at the end of this coming budget year, which is next June, and then it's all on the county's shoulders. Where does that come from? Don't know.
Did you say 300 to 700 could be down here? One
5 to 700.
5 to 700 could,
right.
could be or probably
that's
will
That's the
be.
Estimate? CDCR, excuse me, California Department of Corrections and Rehab. That's their estimates being returned for Shasta County. They put out a bunch of numbers. We've been going to meetings and some seminars on this. And then during the break, one of the chat room people sent in a good question. Are we still a dumping ground for parolees? No. Shasta County used to be, but we send a pretty high percentage of people to prison, and those people come back here. There is some allowances for paroles to make some transfers, but it has to be like within 5% of the parole population, so they just can't willy-nilly use some place as a dumping ground, and we do watch for that as well. So good question from the chat room.
Well, you know, and other things, too, is that they agreed that the, you know, the garden and then, you know, the thing that also we had was the Crystal Creek Boys mm-hmm. area up there, a juvenile center up there, which seemed to be working really well that the Shasta County decided they didn't want
yeah.
anymore.
After it closed as a men's camp, a number of years later, probation, Shasta County Juvenile Probation opened it up as a boys camp. They did some food service catering. Kind of had it in a boot camp type situation.
Yeah, I was up there several times.
Excuse me. Did a great job with it.
And then again, it was.
And then the budget axe fell a few years ago. They were cut about $2 million for that, and it went by the wayside. So
right.
it sits vacant.
Well, here's my question then, Tom. We get 500 to 700
right.
of these recalcitrant people back here. Recalcitrant really is half of what I was, you know, half of what the saying is.
But you're on air.
I am on air. When are we gear? How are we gearing up for this? How are we gearing up for these 500 to 700 people? I mean, what are you doing in the county, as you know, in the sheriff's department? What do you think that Peter Hansen's doing? And then I know we had Jerry Flavin here. I know you all work so well together.
We do. Actually, we have formed a community corrections partnership, and that's mandated by law, to where we can discuss all these different alternatives. And then there's an executive committee for that partnership panel as well that we're trying to address these things for alternatives to incarceration, programs such as drug rehab, alcohol rehab, and mental health issues, housing, transitional housing, impacts to the social programs, welfare, and then also incarceration. Some people need to be incarcerated. We have to have the room for them. Then the other alternatives, it'd be nice if we had that floor of the jail up and operating. It'd be nice if we had a medium security facility for the not-so-violent or the people that need to be in the higher security areas, and a minimum one, much like we had with work release, or if we could get another work camp going. But all that takes staff, all of it takes money, and, of course, when the state usually does something, they don't send along the funds to do with it. They have some funds, but, of course, not enough.
So are we going to be seeing – I mean, we already see people on the street that and are questionable at times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've dialed 911 a couple of times because of people I've seen in their actions on the street. I worry about what's going to happen to them because they're acting so erratic and running out in the traffic.
A lot of times in the city of Reading area. But I think there will be increased calls for service for the police department. I think that these, as we get these people back, it's going to impact our releases that we have at the jail, which will likely increase. And then that could impact public safety and crime. But it could be countywide also because
they got to go someplace.
They got to go someplace. That's they get right. cars. We're getting the well, you know, 2-minute signal.
Well, Bad Bob wants to say something. But wait a minute. Maybe before you say that is, well, or Chief Peter Hansen can just get one of the robba buses and load them up and take them right out of the city limits and drop them into your area.
Yeah, I don't think Pete would do that, but I get what you're saying. But then again, you know, okay, if they come out there, we arrest and take them in, they get let back out.
Bring them right back into the city.
It's a vicious circle, and there are no easy or inexpensive answers to that.
You know, and being facetious at some points, but my bottom line is, and Bad Bob, you can hop in here, is that, are we gearing up for this?
We're
getting ready for this influx of these people coming into town that, I mean, we know we're going to have problems. It's maybe not with all of them, but even, you know, what?
Take a percentage of them, 10%.
10%, 70 people that hit this place, that they're going to want to commit crimes.
And for the people on parole, a very conservative number for the recidivism rate, they're likely to go out and reoffend.
75%?
Exactly.
Yeah, so now you're talking about...
almost 5 out of 700, that'd be about 500.
500 right. that are out here in our seats. Okay, Bad Bob.
Yeah, the LEO reports that my wife reads from the Forest Service increased illegal squatting on public lands at a time when, of course, the staffing is being cut. And this seems to be a growing problem, and I expect we're going to be seeing that here because there's nobody to go root these camps out. And, of course, you're going to have fires and all kinds of fun stuff starting from
some
that.
Some of that as well. And then you talk about growing problems. That segues into the marijuana growing problem that you've seen in the news. Just in 4 days, we removed about over 82,000 plants and made some arrests of the Mexican nationals that are here illegal growing.
Carrying
weapons. All of them had handguns and long guns. We always run into that out there. They had a shooting down in Yuba County. Last year was particularly deadly with a number of shootings statewide.
Yeah.
So it's a dangerous game out there, and the solution isn't legalization. And I'm getting the break signal from
Carl. Well, you know, it's only because we have to so we can continue to have you and everybody else on, and we do have to pay the bills occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I say, so don't everybody get your hopes up out there. Carl Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning. This is July 19th, and, you know, we've got Sheriff Tom Basenko on, and we've got some things happening in River City, my friends. And, you know, the fact is that it's going to take a big effort from all of us. But if we kind of work together on this and help our law enforcement entities, we can handle this. But we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock-Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Botlin is on a recon assignment today. It's July the 19th. It's going to be a good day. It's going to get up like in the 80s today there, Bad Bomb?
High today between 85, 87, somewhere, depending on where you live.
Yeah. Okay. We've been talking to Sheriff Tom Bosenko, and we've gone through a gamut of things. That's just one time I was just completely dumbfounded, couldn't say anything, which, of course, in radio is not a good thing. Other times we've had the sheriff almost spew his coffee all the way across the studio on something we said here about it during the show. We've been talking about the new gun laws, which is truly onerous on people that obey the law. It's onerous.
On law-abiding citizens.
And if you're not a law-abiding citizen, then it's not. You know what? If you want to keep track of how much ammunition somebody buys, that's the whole thing, is there ought to be better ways of doing it than taking my thumbprint for a box of .22 ammunition.
Oh, here's the thing that'll get your goat again. Or other animal. Part of this rifle registration is you'll have to pay the rifle registrants, purchasers, will have to pay, of course, an increased fee for that to run that database because it's so expensive.
Unwieldy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again,
more money.
The law-abiding citizen who's purchasing the weapon will end up doing it. You think the crooks are going to do that? No. They're going to get theirs illegally. It's always... one more fee, which we're just about fed up.
You know, when we talk about the marijuana farms, 85,000 plants.
Just taken in 4 days.
In 4 days. Okay, you know, here's another thing. People are saying, just legalize it. Just legalize it. Take all the money of it out, and you won't be seeing these farms. What do you think about that?
You'll still see it. Alcohol is legal. Tobacco is legal. Now, you don't see illegal tobacco farms coming up all over the place. We're still seeing the stills come up. But what you do see is black market alcohol and cigarettes being smuggled between states. California, New York has very high taxes and fees on cigarettes and alcohol. It gets smuggled in from Nevada and other states, off of different areas that are exempt. Cigarettes are smuggled from New Jersey to New York because they have like $5 of tax on a pack of cigarettes in addition to the cigarettes. And so there's a black market for organized crime there. You'd see organized crime adapt. And then you add the health problems that are associated with marijuana, which are great, long-term and short-term. And I know that's a whole big debated issue, but it'd be more towards the physicians that can debate that. So it wouldn't work. The cartels are going to continue their illegal trades, and they're also diversified. It's just not green dope for them. They're also involved in a lot of white dope.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, when I look at it, is if you're going, if you're legalizing in California, which already the government has
it's
said.
It's almost there.
Well, yeah, but the government has said their latest things are coming out is with that it's not been approved by the FDA.
That's right.
And that, hey, guess what? They can just come down and change everything tomorrow and just wipe out every collective that sits in this state.
If they would.
All they have to do is come down and enforce the law.
In fact, there
which they've hinted around about all of a sudden.
It'd
what's
be
going
nice.
On there?
It'd be nice. They kind of ran the full spectrum. They came out and said, hey, basically we're not going to do anything, which caused the big green blow up in California with the collectives and distributorships.
Yeah. Redding let 20 of them in here.
Yeah, and then they come back and they say, "Hey, it's illegal federally, and we're going to take this on."
You know what? This administration has been giving such different signals all the time.
Messages.
That you just don't understand.
There was a study that came out recently, also a federal study that said, "Hey, marijuana has no." Medicinal purposes stated, and I'm sure that's going to be very controversial.
That came out of the White House.
That came out of the White House study from the Office of National Drug Control Policy that they probably contracted some university and some doctors to do a study. And bottom line, it's still illegal federally on a Schedule II drug, which basically means it has no therapeutic or medicinal purposes and a lot of hallucinogens and other drugs that are on there that are highly restricted. So until it changes at the federal level, it's still illegal. And it's still illegal in California unless you have your 215 recommendation, whether it be verbal or written.
Verbal or written. Wow. Okay, we've got to make a run here, and then you've got to head out.
I got to head
here.
Out a little early for a meeting.
And we've gotten things in here on the chat room saying that they are glad that you support the CCW, the concealed carry.
I'm very much a CCW supporter. We have about we've increased them several hundred over the last few years. We have about 3,100 CCW permits in Shasta County, and never had a problem with CCW carriers because they're law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, we go through a pretty extensive background check, and
they do.
You get interviewed by people and all the whole thing, and you're seeing that the number of people that are applying for weapons. You know, they're going through the NCIS, nationwide. It just keeps going up and up and up. People are buying weapons.
And the most controlled states or districts in the U.S. also have the highest crime rate. New York, Chicago, and the District of Columbia. Not a state, but a district. They have the highest crime rates, but yet the highest gun control laws and highest gun crimes. So really, gun control really does not work.
No, well, that's what I believe. I don't believe it does. I believe there has, there's some common sense things you can do about not maybe mounting a 50 cal on your car, but well, maybe that would be okay too, if you're a law-abiding citizen. Anyway, I'm just kidding there. Okay, our guest has been Sheriff Tom Basenko. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here and come back and finish this up and talk about who's going to be on the rest of this week. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:53 in the morning. It's July the 19th. This is Free Fire Radio.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant,
restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 24th,
as we bring you Rudyard Kipling's classic Rikki Tikki Tavi,
the scary tale of the brave little mongoose who takes on two deadly cobras in this latest entry in New Radio Theater's $5,000 competition.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries
and Jeff Avery State Farm Insurance.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bot, 8:55 in the morning, July the 19th. We're in our last segment here. We're going to talk about tomorrow. Fred Slante from the Missing in America Project is going to be on. Fred's going to be talking about what's going on with them. They have so many great things that are happening. Hey, on August 5th, I understand that they've put that in for a national holiday, that August the 5th there, Bad Bob. It's working its way through Congress right now.
To become
a national holiday.
had to calculate that one out. And okay, what am I missing here? Okay, well, I'd vote for that. Okay, they want to make everything else a national holiday.
Why not my birthday?
Yeah.
So okay, flag is they're running a flag clear across the nation on motorcycles, and it's going to be in Red Bluff that morning, and it's going to be escorted by, I think, the Harley owners group, the Hogs of Reading. They're going to escort it up to the Civic Center that morning, and then take it up the next day up to Phoenix, Oregon, where there's another Harley place. They're going to do a presentation of it at our own Harley-Davidson store here in Reading that day, and then the next day they'll be escorted up there. So that's kind of cool. There's also a number of different other events that are going to be happening here. You know, one of the ones I talked about in August, also on August 6th, is this Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. They're going to have presentations by Father Lester Westling, author of When Johnny and Janie Come Marching Home. Leah Tate, clinical psychologist representing the VA Clinic Mental Health Outreach Program. Emily Sawyer, who is a manager of hospice services, will speak about her role in hospice, and we honor veterans programs. Katie Cassidy, chair of Suicide Prevention Work Group, and Lee Macy, volunteer, will give a brief presentation. Everybody is invited there. There will be times for questions and answers. There's going to be refreshments served. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the post office. For more information, call Mike Wiley. And we're going to have him on before that. We're going to talk about this. But this is something that we like to get out there, because there's when Governor Brown and the Democrats have cut out the Welcome Home, Operation Welcome Home to the veterans. And as we've pointed out over the last couple of days, the Veterans Administration is unable or unwilling, or I think it's just unable. I don't think they're unwilling. I just think there's just another bureaucracy that is just bound up with itself, with a million case backlog. And I have, by the way, talked to Senator Boxer's office and Senator Feinstein's office. I've written to them and talked to their people, asking about, you know, what are they doing about it? Do they know about it? And what are they doing to help the veterans here in the North State or in the state of California, all of our veterans? What are they doing? How are they addressing this to the Veterans Administration? We know what Wally Herger has. I'm not saying that there can't be a lot more done by the congressman, but at least he started. I need to find out from our two senators what they've done. I think that that's only fair to find out what they've and are they helping here, or are they just kind of ignoring it and busy spending their time doing other things that I'm sure are very helpful to veterans. Tomorrow, like I said, Fred Salante, and then Gary Cadd will be here because they're having a city council meeting tonight, and you know that's going to be rambunctious because we want to talk a little bit about this $5.9 million we're going to be paying to the redevelopment funding of the state so we can get the money back. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but I'm sure that our city council knows. They're right on top of all that stuff. And then we're having the rest of the week. We want to have him. We're going to try and have him on one of the members of the city council here on Friday to talk about what's going on in their opinion. So, Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. You know, it's always, always a pleasure to be here. And it's always a pleasure to, interact with the chat room and our people out there and to have people stop by, say hello, give us ideas for the show. If you have ideas, just send it to Carl at kcnr1460.com. And we try to incorporate as much as we can. And that's one of the good things about being locally owned and grown here is that we take those into it. In fact, we're going to talk to you sometime this week about changing some programming. So we have a little bit more progressive programming in the evening, and we'll talk about that later. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR.